Our weather pattern will start to settle down beginning today in upstate New York and interior New England. Clouds pushed in this morning in response to a weak upper-level disturbance passing to our north in Canada. Cloud cover will hang on at least until late in the afternoon to the early evening hours region-wide. Then we should begin to see some clearing in southern regions and eventual clearing in all regions by tomorrow. This moisture-starved system may produce a few flurries in the Adirondacks, otherwise dry conditions are expected today. High pressure will assume full control beginning Saturday. This will scour out most cloud cover, allowing for plenty of sunshine by Saturday afternoon. Northerly flow around the high tomorrow will keep temperatures from warming too much, but as the high pressure system drifts offshore, will be under the influence of more southerly and southwesterly flow, pushing high temperatures well above average for this time of the year on Sunday. Highs in the warmest areas could be in the upper 40s and perhaps exceeding 50 Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a stalled frontal system will bring periods of locally heavy rainfall to South Florida through tomorrow morning. This stalled front is interacting with a deep layer of tropical moisture, leading to heavy rain and thunderstorms. This moisture, along with these thunderstorms, will advance north later today. Flood watches remain in effect from Florida's southern tip to just south of Boca Raton. 2 to 3 inches of rainfall is possible in those areas through Saturday morning, with locally heavier amounts. Heavy rainfall will end by Saturday afternoon, but showers are possible Sunday and Monday. Your 48 states temperature extremes ran from 84 degrees yesterday at Miami and Hollywood, Florida, to 5 degrees this morning at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with highs in the low 50s and a westerly afternoon breeze. Boston, sunny with highs in the upper 40s and a westerly afternoon wind. And Buffalo, mostly cloudy, highs will be in the low 40s, a west wind will be breezy at times. Here are my latest regional forecasts. We start for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy skies today, with a few breaks of sunshine south in the afternoon, highs in the low 40s. Expect a westerly afternoon breeze 10 to 15 miles per hour with a few gusts over 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will begin to break up to partly cloudy skies by Saturday morning. Lows will be in the mid-20s to low 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine may mix with a few clouds this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid to upper 40s with a slight westerly breeze. Tonight, partly cloudy skies give way to clearing conditions by Saturday morning. Lows will be in the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies will give way to a couple breaks of sunshine by late afternoon. Highs will be in the low to mid 40s. A westerly breeze will be noticeable with a couple of gusts near 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies will give way to some sunshine by afternoon. Highs will be in the low 40s. Expect a westerly breeze. Tonight, partly cloudy skies are expected with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy morning skies will thin out enough to allow for a bit of sunshine to mix in by the afternoon hours. A westerly wind is expected around 5 to 10 miles per hour with a few gusts near 15. Some clearing will be expected, especially late this afternoon into the early evening hours. Tonight, partly cloudy skies give way to a mostly clear Saturday morning. Lows will be in the upper 20s to low 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine will return with any cloud cover decreasing throughout the morning. Highs region-wide will be fairly mild for this time of the year, even more mild than we are going to feel today. Sunday is looking like the warmest of the upcoming 7 days. More sunshine is expected then, and many places will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s for high temperatures Sunday afternoon. Monday and Tuesday, we will cool back into the 40s for our daytime highs, but overnight lows will continue to be mild for this time of the year. There are no significant storm systems on the horizon. However, we are going to watch for the potential of some showers from a weak disturbance late next week. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jordan Sherman.